At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas. We know how hard it is to provide your family with everything they need, while still being able to treat yourself.
Everyone wants to be able to afford the most fashionable accessories, the newest styles, and those special evenings out without breaking the bank.
That's for sure. Over the years, we've found some tips and tricks to make this luxury lifestyle affordable, and we want to share those secrets with you. In each of our podcasts, we'll be sharing our suggestions for luxury living for less. Everything from how to spot the secondhand deals to tips for maximizing your rewards points. We want to help you save money.
Thanks for joining us. Now let's start saving.
So today we are talking about great deals in Naples. We just got back from a fabulous vacation. Kelly and I spent, I spent a week in Naples. Kelly spent longer. And besides going to happy hours and dining and drinking, we shopped. And there are some great places to shop and some great deals.
Yes, we did a lot. We did shopping, we did boat trips, we did all kinds of things. So we're going to talk a little bit about the best deals that you can find in Naples. Well, one of them is Miramar Outlet Mall. It's in a sterile island. Well, it's not on the island, but it's close to Fort Myers. It's about 15 minutes north of Naples on 75. You can't miss it. If you're coming down from the Fort Myers airport, it'll be on your, as you're going south, it will be on your left-hand side. So you can actually start shopping immediately after landing because that way you can get all the really good deals. I got a couple really, really, really good deals. Michael Kors sweater, I got for $15.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's beautiful. Royal blue. And it was, I mean, it's brand new, obviously, because it's from the outlet mall. Kate Spade jewelry was 60% off. So I got lots of Christmas presents. No, you're not getting any of the jewelry that I got there. Sorry. But the other thing I like to do is, you know, sometimes men like to shop and sometimes men don't like to shop. They have a lot of little restaurants and little cafes.
Well, so you can drop them off. Sort of like the daycare center.
Exactly. And the one place is they had this quaint little French cafe, which actually my husband does like to shop. So it's a nice break that we stop mid-shopping.
Okay.
We get a glass of wine. We have lobster bisque, and we have them drizzle a little more sherry on top.
Oh, then you're...
It's really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
And they have...
And
you're refueled for the rest of the day.
Yeah, you know, the next stop. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you're ready for happy hour back in Naples. But it's a great, great outlet mall. So when you're here at home shopping at the outlet malls, either at Tanger in Jeffersonville or up in Sunbury, and you want to continue that shopping mode, you can go to Miramar Outlet Mall in Estero in Florida. So, okay. Let's talk about our boat trip.
That was a fun day. That was a good day. And we didn't get this deal. The boys did this.
They did their research, or I should say, Gil did his research and then shared it with Tom, Leslie's husband. I think Gil did about 3 weeks of research.
It was a lot of work that went into this.
I mean,
I must say that they put more work into this than we do.
Absolutely. But they did get a
deal. We would have found the deal in about 10 minutes.
Exactly.
But that's okay.
Exactly.
It's good.
But you know what?
Okay.
It kept them busy. It kept them very occupied. So we got, I think it was a 23-foot boat, and we went out of Marco Island, which is south of Naples, and you get the boat from 9 to 5, and it was $400, which is a really good deal because, of course, they did check out other pricing. It would have been $540 at one of the other places that you can
I think the
boats.
Fact that we drove to Marco
makes a difference.
Yeah.
And
which
to be honest
totally
with you,
worth it. It's not a bad drive.
No, not at all. Because you really don't have to go down through the whole intercoastal. You're actually down to where the 10,000 islands start. You can go out into the Gulf.
Yeah.
And this boat was allowed to go out in the Gulf. Some of them
it was golf worthy.
It was golf worthy. Yes, it was golf worthy. But the best part was, too, if you come back early, they actually gave us a discount off of the $400. And if you keep the boat for the day, it was about $50 for the gas. So that is really, you split that between a couple of couples or three couples, that's a really good day.
And
you really get to see a lot of great things. But, okay, let's talk about a couple. Remember, because I said, when you get on a boat and you got to go down there, you got to make little stops.
Right.
Along the way. Because that means we're making bar stops is what we're doing. Now, mind you, Leslie and I were not captaining the boat. We had our designated pilots.
Yes.
Captain and pilot? I don't know. Oh, pilot is an airplane.
So. I don't know. Captain and co-captain.
Captain and second mate. That's it. Captain and a second mate.
First mate, second. I don't know. Gilligan and skipper. That's what we had.
I want to be Ginger. You want to be Mrs. Howell? Okay, let's talk about little bar. I swear I have had cocktails this morning. Little bar. And little bar is not little. Little bar is huge.
Yeah, that was a pretty big restaurant.
And you bring your boat right up.
Docked right there by the restaurant.
And we waited. I think they opened at 11:30, so we were there about 11:15. So we just sat outside. Now, the menu they bring you is on a big, what would you call it?
It's like an easel.
Yeah, like an easel. And they just set it by your table, and you just read off the
make your
menu
choice,
there.
And they move it to the next table.
Yeah, and you just move it around. But you know, we came there for a very specific reason because I really had
my heart set on the grouper bites,
the best grouper bites in the world. And of course, the first thing I do when I sit down is I said, "We want grouper bites." And what does the waitress say? "We're out of grouper bites."
I don't know.
I was like, "That's like, you know."
It's very disappointing.
We almost got up and left, but they also had a lot of other good
food. So we would have had to start the boat, and it was just patchwork.
Yeah, and I believe we'd already ordered.
Like we could just walk away.
I think we'd already ordered our glass of wine. So yes. So I think I had another thing of black bean soup or something like that.
I had lobster bisque. I don't know. I had something with sherry on top of it. So I think it was the lobster.
Well, whatever it was,
I don't know. It was great. It was very good.
And then we walked in. It's actually located in a town that's called Goodlet. So if you're going to rent a boat, you've got to stop at Little Bar. And there's a couple other places there as well. But the one good thing is we wanted to show Leslie and her husband was Kites. Kites is a seafood market that's right there next to Little Bar. And you walk in, and literally they are just bringing the fresh seafood off of the boats. And the difference in the pricing, though, because we had some stone crab claws that we bought in Naples.
Yeah.
Well, the difference in pricing was $10 a pound. Now, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of a difference. So bring your cooler on the boat with you, and they'll give you ice, and then just get your stone crab claws, and then you can bring them home. They'll probably crack them for you already, because you do not want to be cracking stone crab claws, like out on the dock with a big old mallet. You know, that's too much work, way too much work. So I would highly recommend that you do something like that. Okay, so then we took the boat in, and we got in early, so they gave us a discount. Then where did we take you? Because it's someplace that everybody has
to go. Though, but we have to talk about what my husband was just fascinated with that we didn't actually try were the food boats.
Oh.
They're like food trucks.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. When we went to that little island.
So they have all of the, they're like little food trucks, but they're boats. There was an ice cream one.
That's
there
right.
There was like a taco one.
There was a burger one. And they even had an alcohol boat.
They did.
These were food boats.
They did. And we didn't let him. We didn't stop.
No, I know.
He's still angry about that.
I know. Actually, I think Gil was angry, too. But I think you and I needed to make a potty stop. So we needed to get back.
Keep going.
It's really nice. We're not hungry. Let's go.
No more stops.
And it was, I don't know, but remember how crowded it was?
It was
and people
packed.
Just were like ramming their boats
up on the shore to go to the little food boats.
I forgot about the food boats. Yeah, well, that is definitely an experience.
So next time we have to do the food boats.
Okay, we'll do the food boats.
I think the boys are still a little miffed that we didn't let them stop at those.
Okay, well then.
But then we went to the Snook.
Oh my gosh. Now, the Snook is a place that's been around for, holy moly, probably 40-some years. And there used to be a couple of ladies that used to work there. I mean, they worked there for the 20-some years I've been going there. And it was Betty and Kathy. And they're since retired, but Betty and Kathy are just like a fixture there. Anybody who lives around there or has been going, they know this was Betty and Kathy's place. But the Snook is a great place. It's got a lot of outdoor seating. Yep. They had entertainment while we were there.
They did. They had some guy playing, doing his karaoke thing.
Yeah, and we were singing along and smiling. We were the only ones that clapped, remember?
We were singing along. Well, we'd had a rum runner.
Yeah, or two.
So, so we were the entertainment.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, okay, I think it's time these people go back to Naples. Well, and speaking of Naples, we took another boat trip. But this one was on the Naples Princess, which I think it's over 100 feet long. It's a beautiful ship. Now, it's not a cruise ship. It's just you can take a day cruise or a sunset cruise.
And we took the sunset cruise, which was just a two-hour, like, little sightseeing tour.
Two-hour
cruise. Yeah, it had a better outcome. Yeah. It was very nice. But the deal we got on this, it's normally $41 a person. Groupon had an offer of $23 a person. And of the four of us, I was the one who hadn't signed up for Groupon yet. So you get that little discount when it's the first time you use it. We actually got it for $17.50. A person.
Now that is
for that.
Now we
for
have
the
to
sunset
do
Sunset Cruise.
We have to give a shout out to Gil because my husband did find this deal.
He did research that one. He did,
and yes, he tried to buy it himself, but we both have used Groupon, so it was a great deal because it was very nice. We dressed up.
It was fun.
And we had, I think, two or three glasses of wine.
We met
some great friends. Remember the girls, those lovely ladies that were there? Yeah. That was
well, then remember we were sitting there and all of a sudden our husbands had moved to another table with another couple.
Yeah.
They'd left us completely and they were sitting with some other couple taking, the next thing I know, they're all taking pictures of each other.
Yeah,
I don't know what was going on over they had a good time.
It was a very friendly cruise. So, and then I remember we were going to go out to dinner afterwards. So we didn't order, like you can get this as a dinner cruise or you can get the appetizer things, but it's really not worth that when you can get some of those deals that we get on Fifth Avenue, because where you get this boat, it's near what's called Tin City, and that's near a restaurant called Kelly's Fish Market and Seafood Restaurant. Yeah, I have my own restaurant there too. little did you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, okay, well, not. But they do have some appetizers that you can get from the, you know, the $4 to $6 range. And I just remembered that we ordered French fries.
I wanted
now,
French
fries.
Here
we are, all dressed up, having a nice little cocktail, and we're having
French fries. French fries with ketchup and cheese sauce.
Yeah, so we had that plastic melted cheese.
Uh-huh.
So
that was delicious.
It was good.
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah, you just got to do. You got to do what you do. Well, then we left there, and we had reservations at one of my favorite restaurants called Mangrove Cafe. And again, you know, they do great deals. But unfortunately, the people that owned the building Mangrove Cafe was going to have to move. So they weren't sure where they were going to move to, but they have a sister restaurant called River City Grill, which is in Punta Gorda, which is about an hour away from Naples. But there's so many deals in Naples, and this one happens to be on Fifth Avenue, and we've talked about deals before on some of our other restaurant shows. But there's lots of restaurants that do this, and I know in Columbus they do as well. They had two dinners, including salad and a bottle of wine for $40.
Yeah.
And
that's great.
It was a beautiful restaurant.
Yeah,
again, you could order anything off the menu that you wanted. So it was a really good deal. So hopefully Mangrove Cafe will relocate because the owner there, she is a really, really, really nice lady. And her name's Diane. Diane and Douglas are the owners, and they are just the nicest people. So shout out. Maybe there'll be a new location of Mangrove Cafe when you make it down to Naples. But then again, best of everything. No, and I don't mean this was the best of everything. The store is called Best of Everything. There are two locations in Naples. There's actually a location in Kennebunkport. Is that Maine? Yeah, Maine, I think. But so I'm pretty sure that's where it is. But there are two locations. One is on Fifth Avenue in Naples, and the other one is located on 41 Tamiami Trail North, right in front of, it's right behind Mel's Diner that we like to go to. So you can get your $2.65 glass of wine and then go shopping at Best of Everything. So I told you it's an experience. So
it is. What a fun place.
Oh, first thing you do when you walk in, I have to tell you, they've got these trays lined up with little felt in them. You have to take a tray because when you walk into this place, it's huge.
Yeah.
And you can put your jewelry on
picking out your jewelry.
Okay, talk about your experience because I mean I go there. Put it this way, the owner, did she not know my name?
Yeah. That's true.
Pretty sad that she knew my name. We better not tell Gil that because I always say, I'm leaving for a few minutes because it's like not too far from where we go. And he goes, where are you going? I'm just stepping out for a minute. I need some more suntan lotion or something like that. And really, I'm sneaking off to Best of Everything. But I love their sterling silver. And did I tell you?
Lots of sterling silver jewelry. Really pretty things. And they have everything from like your more traditional pieces to some kind of funky. Because I got that one kind of leather rhinestone bracelet that was like, I think it was $12.
Well, they have
really unusual.
They have handbags and totes. And I mean, really high quality stuff. And it's just so reasonable. So I always recommend that everybody has to go to Best of Everything because every human being every woman I've taken there, absolutely says every time they come back, well, we have to go to Best of Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's awesome. The one thing that I love is they have watches for like $9.99.
Yep.
And that's something my mother loves it. So they'll have like
colors.
Oh, and they have for the holidays, they've got Halloween watches and, you know, Christmas watches. So it's kind of like a tradition. I always like to bring her back a watch because, you know, they have like 5,000 different kinds of watches. But they also have really pretty scarves that are reasonable, entertaining items. And then I personally like the David Yurman knockoffs because I've actually had friends that I've bought some of that stuff. Well, now they're going to know they're all fake. But that. They actually thought it was real.
Like $14.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
$14.
So, yeah, $14 instead of $1,400. So, really good deal. Well, there's also another place, kind of like Best of Everything. It's called Ooh La La. It's also on Tamiami Trail North, which is 41. It's a little bit further north than Best of Everything. Same kind of things. Even if you carry some of the same things. But they don't have the sterling silver or the amount of merchandise that Best of Everything has. But what was the creme de creme? What was the favorite place that we took you?
Oh, gosh, it would have to be, I think it might have been Harold's.
Yes, Harold's.
For the OSU fan in Florida, of which there are many.
Yes, this is actually the official Ohio State University bar. They have really good food. It's like a tiki hut behind this. Like it's like a Quality Inn or something next to Fujiyama. Remember?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You can't miss it. Anybody that once goes there. And they'll even let Michigan fans in. Believe it or not, they will let Michigan fans in.
Yeah.
They won't be allowed to root for Michigan, but they can come there. But they have, literally the tiki hut kind of sits. How many TVs do they have? Oh, my Lord. Like 13?
Everywhere you look.
There was a TV. And it's
everybody in their OSU gear.
Oh, and I remember the guy next to us when we went up to the bar because we were waiting for a table. And he says, I just thought this was hysterical. So the Ohio State game is on every TV. Everyone in this place has got Ohio State gear on, including the waiters and the bartenders. This guy goes, could you turn the TV to a different game? And we're all like, I think this could be a riot. And the girl
sorry, sir, you're going to have to leave now.
The girl says to him, do you see what I have on?
This you're in the wrong bar. Yeah,
this is the official Ohio State bar. So, but I think
clearly he was lost.
Clearly he was lost. Now, I personally like their tuna melt sandwiches when I'm there, but what did we get when we were there? Because
We started with an appetizer, which we don't always do that. I mean, sometimes we have just an appetizer or just a meal,
right.
But we did both. This was cheat day.
This was big time cheat. It was Saturday.
Saturday game day. Yeah.
So what was the appetizer?
My goodness, those onion rings.
They were huge. I think those were Maui onions and Maui Wowie. Ooh. Not that kind. They were huge. And then we dipped them. Now, I personally like to dip them in tartar sauce, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
But
I like that.
I think you'd like ketchup.
I'm a ketchup fan. I don't think I dip mine in anything, though.
I'm
a purist when it comes to onion rings.
They were really good.
I don't dip them.
Then we moved right on into grouper.
Yeah, the grouper sandwich was like a burger. It was huge. And it had guacamole on it.
That's what made it different. It had guacamole on it.
Kind of like a, I don't know if it was blackened, but it was spicy.
I think it probably was blackened.
I think it was a blackened grouper with the guacamole.
And I'm not
really
sure.
Good.
I think they have a happy hour during the day. But boy, if you're an Ohio State fan,
especially if it's a game day, though.
Yeah, who isn't an Ohio State fan?
Exactly.
We're talking about, everybody's an Ohio State fan. So you got to go to Harold's. I mean, it's just an experience, whether you're an Ohio State fan.
But it's crowded, guys, so if you're going, get there early.
Oh, yeah, because we had,
you're going to be standing.
And we were for a little while. But then my husband, he's like running around. He's like hovering over a table.
We were making friends with people that were sitting at tables.
Yeah, he's like, are you ready to leave yet? Well, here, let me buy you a drink if you'll only leave now. So
in a to-go cup.
Well, we had a great time, and these are some great things you need to do. If you make a trip to Naples, Florida over the winter, so enjoy.
Thanks for saving money with us. If you have money-saving tips you want to share, we would love to hear from you. We'll talk about them in a future podcast. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dollarsavingdivascbus.
Leslie, that's kind of long. We do have a link to our page in the podcast notes. When you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, these podcasts can automatically upload to your smartphone. Now get out there and start saving money. We want to hear from you.
At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high fly into all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
With Rapid Insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no!
Or even...
Oh.
Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our Rapid Insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.